Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A Winsted man was arraigned on Friday in Torrington Superior Court on charges of second-degree robbery and sixth-degree larceny in connection with the August 6th robbery at the National Iron Bank in Cornwall and also linked to the Sharon Bank robbery at Salisbury Bank and Trust on Gay Street in Sharon. Brian Barris, 34, also faces charges interfering with search, breach of peace, and failure to comply with fingerprinting. He matched the surveillance image drawn from cameras at Salisbury Bank and Trust following a robbery there August 2nd. Details on the investigation that led state police to him were ordered sealed. He was ordered held on $250,000 bond for the robbery, another $50,000 bond for failing to comply with fingerprinting and interfering. The case was continued until today. He has a record of convictions for drug dealing in Waterbury. Last week, police arrested Jay Pazinski, 38, of Winsted, accusing him of conspiring with Barris to rob a National Iron Bank on August 6. The State Assembly in New York will end its impeachment inquiry into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after the governor's resignation is due to take effect, according to the House Speaker. The Assembly Judiciary Committee had been investigating Cuomo for the past 5 months. Outside attorneys hired by the committee had been looking into a myriad of sexual harassment allegations lodged against Cuomo, as well as questions about whether the state was forthcoming with COVID-19 death tolls in nursing homes. But with Cuomo announcing that he would resign August 24th amid a sexual harassment scandal, the committee will suspend its ongoing investigation, but it will turn over its evidence to proper authorities, according to the committee. Connecticut has boosted SNAP benefits, emergency money on the way to Department of Social Services to deliver $32.1 million to all households eligible for pandemic food program. State officials are preparing to distribute more than $90 million in funds. The governor's office on Friday announced the State Department of Social Services will deliver $32.1 million to 109,000 households that are eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The announcement said SNAP-eligible benefits and families will receive a minimum of $95 in extra food aid on their electric benefit transfer cards on Wednesday. Monthly allocations of emergency SNAP benefits are going to all enrolled households based on the continuance of a declared public health emergency related to COVID-19 in Connecticut. The current emergency declaration expires September 30th. Couple of notes out of North Canaan. The North Canaan Advisory Panel will form, recommend ARP spending. Board of Selectmen will deal with a dumpster as well. The Board of Selectmen expects to form a 10-member committee to make recommendations on how to spend $982,000 in American Rescue Plan funds that will be coming to the town in two installments over the next 2 years. The money must be spent within a year of receiving it, and there are guidelines, according to the first selectman. The committee will include all three selectmen, town treasurer, and social service director, as well as representatives from the Economic Development Commission, Canaan Fire Company, and the Ambulance Squad. Roddy said the committee will give input and the final decision will be up to the selectman and treasurer. We made out quite well, he said. This can help a lot of people. Now, also, the Board of Selectmen received complaints about a dumpster that's been sitting at 176 Lower Road in East Canaan. Neighbors said they're concerned about the smell, ruts in the driveway at the North Canaan Congregational Church, and that they weren't contacted about its placement. The first selectman, Charles Parati, said the dumpster was proposed as a way to relieve the load being put onto the compactor at the transfer station from Ralph's Refuse Service. Quote, I didn't think this would cause such an uproar, end quote, Parati said. He went on to say, quote, we'll bring it back to the transfer station, end quote. School Memorial Library in Salisbury will once again require that everyone wear a mask while in the library. The change is being made following CDC guidelines in counties where COVID-19 transmission is substantial or high, which now applies to Litchfield County. Work pays. Columbia Green Back to Work virtual job fair being held August 16th and 17th, 9 to 5 p.m. Contact the Columbia Green website. Region 1 Board of Education special meeting is coming up tonight at 6 p.m. That is a Zoom meeting. The regular board meeting of the Millerton Village Board will be held tonight at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Board of Appeals meets tonight at 6:30. In Salisbury, Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 6:30. In Kent, the Park and Recreation regular meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. Sheffield Select Board meets tonight. That is also set for 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., the Cornwall Association annual meeting via Zoom. Now, coming up tonight, the Town of Pine Plains Board Workshop at 7 p.m. They'll deal with the marijuana law. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, the Children's Summer Camp at the Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street. Four half-day camps for children entering first through fourth grade. The camps will focus on outdoor play, crafts, games, reading, and a visit to the Historical Society. In Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority meets Tuesday at 5 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting coming up at 6:30. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting on Tuesday at 7:30. In Cornwall on Wednesday, Board of Education meeting via Zoom. In Sharon, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee, TRAC, has a meeting on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Conservation Commission, Wednesday at 6:30. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activities Commission meeting, comprised of town representation from Cornwall, Canaan, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. That'll happen Wednesday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Region 1 School District Free Vaccination Clinic is returning August 19th from 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins welcome. No appointment required. Individuals age 12 plus are welcome. The Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available as options. Bring a health insurance card and photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for the lack of insurance or ID. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday evening at the VFW in North Canaan. Performing this week, Weebo and Friends. The Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals in Millerton, New York, will hold a meeting at the Northeast Town Hall, 19 North Maple Avenue, on Thursday. That meeting is at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock, a public hearing will be held on an application of the Brooklyn Zen Center. On Friday on the Green in Norfolk, the summer events continue on the Green. Coming up this Friday, Garden Contest plus Lawn Games with the Bautel PTO. The 50th anniversary of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, where you can meet your hometown heroes, will be held on August 21st from 11 till 3 at Trotta Field. The public is invited to attend. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room located at the Library Annex at 28th Century Boulevard is open on Saturdays throughout the summer from 10 to 1. The sale room will continue to be open at the hours through the summer. More information or donating materials or volunteering, you can call 518-789-3340. The Hillsdale Concert Series brings singer-songwriters to the town's Hamlet Park on Saturdays in between 4 and 7 through October the 3rd. Concerts run from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opens for guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donations are always welcome. Refreshments are available for purchase at the park, provided by Hillsdale's Rojan Brewing Company, Little Apple Cidery, Bacon's Pizza, and Mama Lowe's Barbecue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 35,515.38, the NASDAQ at 14,822.90, and the S&P 500 at 4468.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.